question. I was in Canada, but that was nice.
Okay, from the bottom of your Dalit Amar Aleph, Tanya, Rava, Omar, Lokasha. We have the smashman that you can make you can grind things in a small grinder, but not in a big one. And the Mishnah seems to say that you can't grind it at all. So Rava says, Lokasha, Ha'lon Ha'lahu. It depends in Bavel or in Eretz Israel. Rashi says, Rava, Omar, La'ola, Matam, Komer. The Tana, Nomikoi. The Kamer, the ain't coaching cloud. The Ramin Allah about coaching. The Stira, one Bryce says you can use a small grinder. The other one says you can't. Halon, the less one, Avdin Mazazli. In Bavel, they didn't have Avadim that if they saw you using a small one, would come to use a big one. So therefore, they didn't make any Xeris. Halahu, the Islu, Avdin Mazazli. In Eretz Israel, they had Avadim, and the Avadim would misunderstand and think it's mutter even in a big one. But also in Bigdola, Va'omrim Bigtano Asinu. And they would say, they would do it in a big one, and say they did it in a small one, so they assured any machteshes, grinding in any mortar. Okay. Rav Papai, Aikla Lebe Mar Shmuel, Aisile Daisa Velo Ochel. Rav Papai went to Shmuel, and they brought him Daisa, and he didn't eat it. Because it was ground on Yontif. And even though the halacha is Mestama, they did it b'shogeg. Some bring a raya from here that even something done b'shogeg is osur to anybody on Shabbos or Yontif itself. He held it was osur to do. And others say that he was tam machmer, was mile de chasidus. But really, meikra din, something that was done b'shogeg, especially if it was only Yisrael Rabbanon, and Issa Rabbanan B'shogeg is mutter for everybody on what's it called, on Shabbos and Yontif. The Dilma Machteshes K'tan Avdua, why didn't he eat? Why didn't he assume that they did it in a mutter way, that they ground it in a small Machteshes? The Chazi, the Havidayik Tzvei, saw that it was ground very well. It must have been done in a big one. It was ours, the Dilma Yesu Avdua. Maybe they did it Erev Yontif. How did he know they ground it on Yontif? The Chazi Davi Kolit Zahari, it was still shining. In other words, it was fresh. The boy Seimashani Bei Mar Shmuel Dika Prisusa Davde. Another reason he knew that by Mar Shmuel, the Avadim were very porous in Chil Yontif, and the Davki didn't eat to make a point that he probably knew that they were Machal Yontif for it. Rashi. Kalif Tzahari, Tzohar Mariso Hayakolif Alovan. It was shining, they could see it was freshly ground. Okay, Habor Kitnius Beyontif, Beshamay Omrim Borer Ochel, the Ochel, Ubeisil Omrim Borer Kedarko, Becheko, Bekonu, Betamchoy, Avalo Betavlo, Vobenafalo, Bekvora. Ram Gamliel Omer Af Mediach Beshola. So, the Gabi Borer, on Shabbos, Borer's Osir, on Yontif, so Beis Shammai says that if you want to be borer kitnios from the pebbles or from the dirt that got mixed in with it, so Beis Shammai says you are borer what you have to eat as you eat it. In other words, that there's regular nisr borer and you have to be borer g'derech achila. Beis Hillel say there's no borer on yontif and you can be borer whatever way is easier. And you can do it b'cheiko, b'kon, b'tam, even with a kli, but not with a kli that's made for being borer a lot at a time, because then it looks like you're doing it for the next day, not just for yontif. Rav Gamliel says you can even be mediach v'shole to soak the grains in water and let the soles rise to the surface. Rashi mediach v'mayim, right? You rinse the thing that you're being borer with water v'shole mafarshim morish shole hapsole shetzof lamala. And then you skim off the psoles that rises to the top. Kamo mishiyishle bechavios. The hainunami shenotu chartzonim hatzof mapir achavios. The shole bechavios means that when the skins and the pits rise to the surface, you skim them off the top. Okay. What Rangamil says, you see from there that borer also is using water. using water also is borer. So on Shabbos it will be osur. But the Moshe Feinstein says that rinsing off things where you don't put it in a kli and let the solus rise to the surface, that's not called borer. Okay, Tanya Omer Rav Gamliel, b'medbar amurim sholcha meruba al psolus. When do you take the psolus out of the ochel? That's when there's more ochel than psolus. Av psolus meruba al ochel, dibrei akol notlus al ochel minichs al psolus. But if there's more psolus than ochel, so it's a bigger tircha to take the psolus away from the ochel, then you take the ochel away from the psolus. Samara says psolus meruba al ochel mikuman deshori. L'chora, when there's more psolus than ochel, then the psolus is not bottled to the ochel, so it's mukta. So you're not allowed to move it bechlal. Who's matter to take the psolus away from the ochel on yontif when there's more psolus than ochel? Where it says, l'tzricha the nofish betircha v'zuta b'shura. You know, there's less psolus, so it's bottled to the ochel, but it's harder to take the psolus away from the ochel than the ochel from the psolus. Then everybody agrees you take the ochel from the psolus. A bucket full of lentils, pour water over it, and what happened was the psolus would sink to the bottom. The Tanya Ibcha, it says just the opposite, the psolus would be on the top. It depends. If it was something heavy, like earth, then it sunk to the bottom. And the chaff floated on the top. Rashi. When the Beisul say you take the psolus away from the ochel, which is normally what's osur on Shabbos, but on Yontif it's mutter, if there's more psolus than ochel, then even Beisul holds you have to take the ochel from the psolus because it's less tircha. There's more psolus than ochel, then the psolus is not bottled to the ochel, it's tam psolus, it's muksa. The whole thing is like psolus, and it's muksa on yontif. The nafish betirchus, Mer says, no, it's not where there's more psolus than ochel. There's still more ochel than psolus, but it's harder to take the psolus out of the ochel than to take the ochel away from the psolus. She yesh no dak. The psolus is very thin. When taking the ochel will be more of a tircha than taking away the psolus, then you take away the psolus. There's no isser of borer, so the ikar is which way is the less bothersome way of doing it. But if it's harder to take the psolus out of the ochel, then everybody holds you take the ochel from the psolus, as you would on Shabbos, because ochel from psolus is not borer. Umitzifin of mayim, the nosim bo mayim achitzofin la ochel. You fill it up with water till it goes over the lentils, and then the psolus either rises to the top or sinks to the bottom. Ibcha ochel amal psolus lamata, afra lamata min ochel. If it's the psolus is off or anything heavy, it sinks to the bottom. Gile, but if it's kash, if it's the chaff, then it lamalam in ha'ochel, then it's saf, it rises up. Okay. Beishamai omrim, ein mishalchin b'yontif elamonos. Beishamai said, you're not allowed to send presents to a person on yontif except monos. Monos is something readily edible. That's why mishloach monos, they say, has to be readily edible things. You have to send something edible, not something that's not edible. Ubeishilil omrim, mishalchin behema chayiv ha'of, bein chayim, bein shchutin. Beisul says it doesn't have to be readily edible. On Yontif, you can send presents, even live animals, and raw meat or whatever. Mishalken yeno shmonim v'saltos v'kitnios, send wine and oil and flour and kidneys. Avalo tvua, but not tvua, because tvua, there's nothing to do with it on Yontif. You can't winnow it or grind it on Yontif. Rabbi Shimon matir b'tvua. Rabbi Shimon says you can even send tvua as a present on Yontif. Rashi, ein mashalchin doro nishlareyu, presents from one person to another, elamonos, dover hamuchen, something that's readily edible. Ve'einu osri lanichu lemocher. Why? Because we're afraid it's going to look like you're sending presents for the next day. And that's hachana. So you have to send something that it's obvious you're going to eat it that day. Kegon chatichos basur, chatuchos lefnei ha'orchin v'chein dagim. Pieces that are ready, cut, ready to eat. Avaloas ha'tvua, she'en l'ruah yom. Tvua for sure is not fit for today. It surely looks like you're sending it for the next day. She'en tochnin b'yontif. You can't grind tvua on yontif. She'hoya lo litchom ne'esma v'lo tofik taimu. Right, tvua doesn't get, the taste doesn't, isn't affected if you do it the day before, so you're not allowed to grind tvua on yontif. Reb Shimon matar b'tvua, Reb Shimon says you're allowed to send tvua as a present. Shema yavashlin b'kdera, because you could use the tvua without grinding it. You can put it into a in a dish that you cook the tvua the way that it is. What? Or you can grind it in a small grinder. So there are ways of being able to eat tvua on Yom Tov also, even though it's not the norm. And that's why the Tanakhama Beisul says you can't do it, because normally you don't eat tvua. You don't prepare it. You prepare it from the day before, or you prepare it for the next day. Tony, Rabbi Chiel, v'vachol yaseno b'shura. You can send presents, but you can't send it b'shura. Tana ain't shura kusim yishloshim. You can't send it with three people, because then it looks like you're going to sell it. Rashi, shlo yaseno b'shura. Lo yishlech hador na'ide anoshim harbe. You can't send it with a lot of people. The avsha milsa v'nirin kemolichim limkro b'shuk. It's look like you're selling it. You're sending it to sell. It's too public. Boy Ravashi, Talta Gavri, Talta Mini Mai. What if you send three people? Well, each one is a different thing. So each person is bringing one kind of thing. Maybe it's not three people, it's one person per thing. Take. Reb Shimon Matar B'Tvua, Tanya, Reb Shimon Matar B'Tvua, Kigon Chitim Lasos Mem Ludios, Saorim Litim Lefnei Behemto. There is usage of Chitim Tvua on Yontif, but you don't have to do something Osir to prepare it. For instance, chitim to make ludios, Rashi. Talta gavri shluchim in talta mine, mai, mi azlin basur kol min v'min v'shari. Each min only has one person sending, bringing it. Ki hecha diochel shloch ish echerim kol min zeh belo zeh hashtanam v'shari. Just like you can send one thing with one person, here also you're sending one thing with one person. Al dil mahashtim mi avshim milsar. Maybe not, since the three people are gathered together, even though each one's carrying a separate thing, it's also aser. Ludios machal chitim. Ludios is a dish that you use whole wheat to make it. So you don't have to grind it up. You don't have to do anything to it. You use it the way it is, natural. Resisim or saorim to put before your behema. Also, you don't have to do anything to it. You don't have to prepare it. Just put the whole thing in front of your animal. Adoshim lasos no resisim. Rashi resisim. Michael osim in adoshim. It's a lentil kind of dish that you make with whole lentils. Okay, Mishalchin Kalim Bein Tvurim Bein Shenim Tvurim. You're allowed to send clothing, whether it's sown or not sown. The Afopish Yesh Ben Kilayim, even if it's Kilayim. The Hein L'Sorech HaMoid. If you can use it on Yontif. Sometimes you use clothing to wear, sometimes to cover yourself with. You don't need it to be sown. And even Kilayim, the Gemara is going to ask what Kilayim is useful for. Avalo Sandul HaMesumer. You can't send a sandal hamasumer. It's a certain kind of sandal that's made with spikes that the Rabbanan asked on Shabbos and Yontif because of a Maisa Shehoya. The Gemara will discuss it. V'lo menal sheno tofer, and not a shoe that's not yet sewn, because that's not usable on Yontif. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af lo menal loven, even not a white shoe before it's dyed. The patient sorech uman. You need an uman to dye it, and therefore it's not usable on Yontif. Zlehakol kashin usim bo biyontif mishalchin also. Anything that you could possibly use on Yontif, you could send. Rashi mishalchin kalim begon. Kalim means clothing. Behein v'tzorech hamoed. More first, my chazal. We're going to discuss what you can use clothing that's not sewn or kilayim for on Yontif. Avalo sandal shel eitz mitzupa or masmeris kvuin bo. Sandal mesumer is a wooden shoe that's covered with leather and it has spikes in it. The Rechachon made an iser of wearing that shoe on Shabbos and Yontif. There's a Maisa Shehoya. They were hiding in a cave because of the Goyim, and they thought they thought they saw a footprint of somebody who came, and the Maisa was somebody who came into the cave, but he had his sandals on backwards, and it looked like somebody left. and they thought that the goyim then would discover them, and they, what's it called, crushed each other. Because of this sandal, people were killed. They answered the sandal on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Sechus Shabbos. A shoe that's not yet sown is not fit for anything. They didn't wear white shoes that weren't yet dyed. You need an umen to dye it. Something that you can use and wear or be decorated with on Yom Tov, that you can send. And something not, you can't. If they're sown, you can wear them. They're not sown, you could use them as a blanket. What can you use kilayim for? You could sit on top of the kilayim, put it on the ground, and sit on it. In our Torah, you're not allowed to put kilayim on you, but you're allowed to sit on it, in our Torah. The Chachamim says also to sit on kilayim, because we're afraid that a thread may get, you're sitting on it, the thread will extend and you'll put it over you. And you'll get the hanoah from the thread on you. Right? Rashi says, it doesn't mean regular thread, lemeimach lichpo. Right? Maybe you'll fold it and put it under you. Shemara says, Shema tichrach lo neima. V'yesh nimim gedolim v'gasim. There are certain threads that are thick and that you can cover yourself with them. Kigon shal glufkarin, shikorin kut. U'mischanem is b'mkoma. L'maisa, you get hanoah from having that thread. It's not a thread, so there's a piece of the baguette that you can, bend over you. But over mishum lo silba shatnes, then you're wearing the shatnes. Inami neima be'almar. It could mean just mamash a thread. Even the ikra beged mahaneu mechamamo melamata havilei holavisha this be'hanoah. Rashi says another chiddush. It's not that you get hanoah from that thread. You're getting hanoah from sitting on the beged. Normally that wouldn't be usher because you're not wearing it. But if even part of the beged is on you, even one thread, then the rest of the beged is nigger after that. You're getting hanoah from a beged that you're wearing part of it, even one thread. And that's usher. So you see, you can't even mean the rabban, and you can't even sit on kilayim. So what's the use? You can't wear it, and you can't sit on it. The chitim of the mafsik midi beini beini. You're not sitting directly on the kilayim where a thread could come over you. You have other things separating between you and the kilayim, but you're using the kilayim for a cushion. The Omer Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Reb Shua ben Levi, Omer Reb Yossi ben Shaul, Omer Rebbe mishum kehila kadisha de Yerushalayim, afilu eser matzol zu agabi zu. The kilayim tachteim, if you have 10 mattresses, and kilayim is underneath all of those, you don't come in any contact with the kilayim, also lishin aleim. You're not allowed to sleep on those mattresses if the kilayim is underneath, because of lo plug. Rabbanan answered it, no matter what, because we're afraid that if we let you do that, you'll end up sleeping on the kilayim itself, and then part of it will be on top of you, and it'll be awesome. Rashi. Dematzik midei shenosin beged acher beinayim. You put something between you and the kilayim, and you sit on it. He says, it's still awesome. It's still awesome. So again, we didn't find any usage yet for the kilayim. Ela bevilo. No, so you could use it for as a curtain. And you can hang a curtain on yontif that you need, letzorich yontif, and it's not tied down on all the sides. You're not making a mechitza or whatever, you're just having a curtain that blows in the wind, is not also to put up on yontif. And kilayim, you could have a curtain of kilayim. V'ha'amar ulam, if neima omru vilon tom, if neisha shamish mischam, kinegdo, or you can't use it for a curtain, neither kilayim. Because a curtain is makabel tuma, because the shamish uses it sometimes to wrap himself in. So it's makabel tuma, because it has dinner of a kli. Right, so l'chara, what's it called, you see that even a curtain of kilayim is what's it goes osir, because we're afraid the shamash will wrap himself in it. Rashi, mipnei shashamash, mipnei ma'omru v'vilon, shiroi lefar so kenegra pesach. You want to put a curtain over by the door. Mipnei ma'omru v'vilon tomi, mekabel tuma. Why is a curtain mekabel tuma? Right? V'lo aso ke'echom in mechitzos habayi, she'ena mekabel tuma. Why doesn't it consider like a mechitza? Like a wall of the house. It's not mekabel tuma. Mipnei shashamash mischam kenegra, mis'ate b'shulyam.
sometimes the Shamus wraps himself in the curtain. Latichakesh Torah's Kliolav. The Kivan the Mischam and Kenegdo Asalasosu Kilayim. Since that's something that can be done, and that's enough to make it Mimikabal Tuma, then you can't use it Kilayim, because we're afraid that somebody will wrap himself in the curtain. Samara says, Rava Omar Lokasha, oh no, Ella the Kashin. It's talking where it's hard. And because it's hard, Rashi, Bekashim, Begodim Kashim, She'ein Mischamim, Mutu Leishiv Aleyah. Now we're going back and saying you can still sit on it. And the only time you can't sit on Kilayim is when it's soft. And then it's possible that part of it will come up over you. But if it's hard, Kilayim, so it's not Shayich that you're going to get any Hanoah out of it, even if it comes up over you, that's Mutter. And that's how Tosus learns Rashi. What's it called? That's how Rashi learns also, that you're allowed to sit on hard kilai. Tosus brings down other shitas that hold that you're even allowed to wear hard kilai because you don't get any hanoah. But Tosus says that he doesn't hold from that. There's plenty of sources that even hard kilai is also to wear.